Hi, my name is Emily Drake, and my favorite thing is cozy games.
Welcome to the Finding Favorites podcast, where we explore your favorite things without using an algorithm. Here's your host, Leah Jones.
Hello, and welcome to Finding Favorites. I'm your host, Leah Jones, and this is the podcast where we learn about people's favorite things and get recommendations without using an algorithm. It's Sunday morning of daylight savings time, so it's either 11 a.m. or 5 p.m. or 2 a.m. We're not sure. But what I am sure about is that I am joined today by Emily Drake. Emily is the owner and CEO of The Collective Academy. She is a licensed mental health counselor who asks the questions that get the answers that lead you to believe in possibilities, including that your investment in the humans you work with is more than worth it. She is also the host of the Who's Missing podcast. And I'm so excited that she's here with us today. Emily, how are you doing?
I do know what time it is, but only because my laptop tells me it's 11:05 a.m. Mm-hmm. I am today tired. I mean, it's just sort of like you don't want to lead with that because we have this, you know, internalized capitalism of like, no, be optimized, be ready. And I'm just like, yo, I'm sleepy. I'm also feeling excited because I'm going to a fairy house building workshop after this.
A fairy house building workshop.
Is that's that right?
Like, are these the little houses that are people put at the base of trees and tree lines?
Yes. These are the little houses.
Fabulous.
Yeah. It's at the Oak Park Public Library. I'm taking the kid in my life and one of their friends to do that. I like to pick activities that I want to do. And yeah. I don't know why I want to do it. I do. I just do. I used to build models as a kid. Who knows? And then tonight, I know you're a theater fan. Mm-hmm. Going to the theater.
Outstanding.
So we're going to see Company this evening.
It's so good. I saw it on Tuesday night.
You did?
I saw it on Tuesday. Do you know anything about Company going in?
Look. No.
Fabulous.
I don't. This is how much I know about theater. I sort of know who Stephen Sondheim is and his influence, right? So like, I'm going in blind.
Great. Are you a season ticket holder to Broadway in Chicago?
No.
Okay. This season has been relentless.
Okay.
It's been real dense. You get season tickets to a theater so that you have something cultural on the calendar every month for a few months.
Yeah.
This season is a show a week for 6 weeks. Practically.
Okay.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much theater, but Company is so well done. The cast is outstanding. It is a gender-flipped revival. So it's when it was released in the 80s, it was a male lead, and now it's a woman lead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The set is stunning. The cast is amazing. James Earl Jones II is in the cast.
What?
And you will recognize his voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My tail's wagging.
Yeah.
Now I'm excited.
Oh, you're going to have a blast.
Oh, I love live experiences. So I cannot wait. Cannot wait.
I am in the middle of 2 weeks of just so much live theater and comedy.
Yeah.
Because some of it is time limited. If I don't go the night it's happening, I'm not going. And some of it is in this vaccinated for COVID world, we know what life was like without live theater.
Totally.
So last week I saw Company on Tuesday, Samantha Bee on Thursday, Nicole Byer on Friday. And last night I drove downstate and saw my nephew in Our Town.
Oh, I love it.
This high school production of Our Town. And then on Tuesday night, I'm seeing Beetlejuice. Wednesday and Thursday night, How Did This Get Made at the Riv. Friday night, Hamilton. And then I think the following Tuesday is Kyle Kinane at Talia Hall. Like, it's just so much live theater and comedy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's your, I feel like just watching you talk about it and seeing your face, like, this is like a major dose of joy for you.
It is a major dose of joy.
Please continue doing it. Yes.
Somehow I'm staying awake through it. I'm a little worried, like, at the end of it, I'm going to need to sleep. But at the end of it, it's Thanksgiving. So I got a 4-day weekend. So.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You only need to wake to take a bite of whatever and, you know, to nap again. Yeah. Wow. So, yeah. Okay.
It's a lot. It is sort of a pre-pandemic pace.
Yeah.
This is not how I live my life in a post-COVID world, typically.
No. And thank you for bringing up that the two are very different.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. different.
Yeah.
So different.
I don't know if my body knows that so much. I mean, it tells me, but like, no, my brain doesn't know. Mm-hmm. My body does know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, why would I go out two nights in a row when one of those nights I could be on my couch looking at TikTok?
I know. I love TikTok so much.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is that my favorite thing?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I have so
you've
many
got,
issues
you've
from.
You've got like 10 minutes to choose. So don't worry. Yeah.
Don't make me choose.
But before we get there, tell me about your podcast, Who's Missing? You're in season 3.
Yeah. It is an idea I had waiting for the number 3 bus when I lived in the South Loop. Mm-hmm. I've just recently moved to Oak Park. And I was getting on the bus and had an exchange. This was like 5, 6, maybe 8 years ago. Who knows? I had an exchange with the bus driver that was really joyful. And it was like, what is it? I don't know anyone who drives a bus, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is it actually like? And what do they think about their work? And so it got me thinking, you know, especially as we moved into the pandemic and I was discovering the activist that lives within me after George Floyd's murder. I'm one of those activists, but mm-hmm. I came to it. I got there, yep. Woke up and was like, you know what? Diversity, in terms of how I can contribute to the diversity, equity, and inclusion conversation, wouldn't it be really interesting for me to help others audit who's missing from their lives?
Okay.
And what that means, right? One of the things that I've been talking about lately is neurodiversity. And, mm-hmm. you know, do you have someone in your life who identifies as neurodivergent? Do you have someone in your life who is, you know, you and I might be contemporaries in age, but like we used to be like the doctor, the lawyer, the musician, the, mm-hmm. right? And there's so much more to diversity than your job title. And so I just get really excited, like you, to introduce people to people who may be missing from their dining room table, from mm-hmm. their boardroom table. So it's very much in the vein of Finding Favorites, I think, you know, like creating a community of people you haven't heard from.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So I finally, a year ago, right, and we were talking about this before, look, podcasting is not, okay, for me, it's not free.
No.
And it's, you know, I was on a podcast a couple of weeks ago and I asked the host who's been doing it for 4 years. I was just like, do you ever think about quitting? And she said, no. And I was like, no.
She's not editing then? Like, how is the answer no?
How is the answer no?
What is her secret?
I don't know.
She married to her editor?
This is what I'm saying. I mean, I spend. It's a passion project of mine. Anyway, all that is to say, yeah, season 3 is in the midst right now and great. We'll wrap and season 4, you know, like we scratch our heads. We're like, are we going to do it? Yeah, we're probably going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
I
but
love
it's not
it.
Free.
It's not free. It's like when people used to think that social media should be low cost because the apps are free to use. Like, so why does social media management cost money when it's a free site? And it's like, because it takes knowledge and expertise and time, you know, like a podcast is, you know, we'll be on this Riverside Zoom for a little over an hour.
Yep.
To edit it, if I edit it, is about twice as long as the original interview. To re-listen to it and stop and cut the ums and the likes and the coughs and the sniffles out and to balance the sound. And then there's the social media post afterwards, and there's publishing, and there's the show notes, and all the links, and it's a high energy hobby.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been trying to figure out. I'm like, okay, my student loans start this month. They're starting back up. That's $500 a month.
Yeah.
Hiring a professional editor is about $100 an episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this a $200 a month hobby? Is this a $400 a month hobby? Like, how much money am I going to pay someone to keep this at the professional level I want it to be at?
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to buy monthly to be able to afford the professional support.
I saw that or heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. I give you permission to do that and anything else. That.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps you in it and having fun, you know?
Yeah. Because what I love are the interviews, and I love talking to people. And
you're really good at it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
The number of hobbies that I have picked up and put down, and the things that I am certain when I hang up the phone that I'm going to be like, now obsessed with. Uh-huh. It's so great. It's uh-huh. so fun. Uh-huh. And getting introduced to K-pop Dollstagram.
Uh-huh.
Right? Which is like sure. plushie dolls of K-pop singers.
We love plushies in this house. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then the gift economy within K-pop fandoms where like just a fan will design and have a plushie made of a specific K-pop singer.
Okay.
And then other people will pre-order. So they'll make like 200 and they'll ship them out around the world. And then people take pictures of their K-pop plushie out in the world.
Yes.
So that was with Keidra Chaney. And now she's back in Japan to see one of her K-pop bands. And I found that out because it was a picture of like one of her K-pop plushies on the plane in front of the map going to Japan.
Amazing.
I love it.
I know.
So fun.
I totally get it. I mean, your work, at least this part of your work, mm-hmm. your calling, your vocation, whatever it is, I very much relate. The curiosity that I inherently have just leads me everywhere.
Yeah.
And I can tolerate people who wouldn't identify curiosity as a value. I might even love them, mm-hmm. but I just don't relate, you know? Yeah. Everything's interesting.
Yeah.
You're interesting. I know you're interviewing me, but for today, you're interviewing me.
Yes. The tables are turned.
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When I think about this podcast, the questions we get asked most often are about our career.
Yeah.
And maybe your love stories.
Sure.
But other than that, like, you don't always get to do a deep dive on a hobby.
Yeah.
Or an info dump. Like yeah. somebody gives you the space and asks you all the questions. Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
Can I tell you that the question, what is your favorite blank?
Mm-hmm.
The anxiety it gets, does it give you any of your guests anxiety?
Half of them. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Some people are afraid the thing they don't pick will have its feelings hurt, right. even if it's not a person. And so for those people, I say, what's something you love?
Mm-hmm.
Because identifying a favorite thing,
yeah.
ultimately of the whole world, people find way too stressful.
Yeah.
So something to love is like the softer way to think about it, where these are hobbies, items, movies, books that people love. Knowing that my favorite thing today, this is why it's a terrible two-factor auth question on the bank. It's like, what is my favorite fruit? Well, is it summer?
Right.
Is it in season, out of season?
Yeah.
So I think it's either they're worried they will offend an inanimate object
mm-hmm.
or the stress of picking a singular favorite is just too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
But most people can come up with something they love.
At least you don't say like, well, gun to your head, what is it? You know?
Right.
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious.
It's really not.
Yeah.
No. And it can change.
Yeah. You have so many things to pick from.
I do.
What favorite thing would you like to start with today?
Are you ready?
Knowing that it is not a judgment on the other favorite things you didn't pick.
No, this is it for today. It's a softball because it's really clear. My favorite thing are cozy games.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it.
The whole goddamn genre.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm new to gaming.
Okay.
Real new. I mean, look, when I was, let's just like rewind to the 90s. I mean, I'm playing Mario for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On a Nintendo console, blowing the disc, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
And then I just stopped.
Right.
And then I fell in love. I fell in love with someone who has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And also works in gaming and is a great gift giver and gifted me my first ever iPad. And here's the thing, right? With an Apple product, you're like, what do I need this for?
Right.
This was last year.
Okay.
I'm the late adopter. Okay. On a lot of things. And I was like, okay, what do I do with this? I have an iPhone. I have an iMac. I don't need an iPad. I know. It's like, okay, granny. And the first game I downloaded because he and his daughter were playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want in on this.
Yeah.
Let me just try it.
What game was that?
It was Stardew Valley.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's a little cute little animal farming game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Written and created by one dude over the course of, I don't know how many years. We'd have to Google it.
Yeah.
But in that moment, I was like, okay, that just took me from kind of interested to like very interested that one person made this game. And it has a cult following, which like every game does, it turns out. Not every game.
Yeah.
But I spent, who knows, 200 hours? I have no idea. Yeah. I don't even, is that a lot? I don't know.
Well, it's a game that doesn't end, right? You can always check on your farm and do your chores, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Leah, do you know the definition of what a cozy game is? I just, because I live with people who have the lexicon, I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm into. Cozy games.
Yeah. So I also am a phone iPad gamer. So I play Merge Mansion. I play like match three games. I love a match three. I love a little game on my iPad or on my phone.
Yeah.
But I listen every week to a podcast called Get Played.
Okay.
With Heather Ann Campbell, Nick Weiger, and Matt Apodaca.
Okay.
And so through them, I have learned about gaming because I like their hangout vibe. So I know a lot about gaming for someone that doesn't own a gaming console.
That's great.
I don't have a Switch. Yeah. I don't have a Nintendo. I don't have a PlayStation, Xbox. I don't have any of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the cozy games are, you're not shooting anybody. Nobody's dying. You have like kawaii, cute little animals. You feel like warm. So it's like Stardew Valley, Animal Crossing. Like, I don't know even what else is in there in cozy games.
Well, neither did I until Halloween.
Okay.
When we had friends over and my partner's daughter was here and we're like riffing on like, we need a new cozy game. And she's like, try Cozy Grove. And I was like, say less. Let me download that immediately.
Yeah.
To, spoiler alert, my Nintendo Switch, which was another gift.
Yeah.
So look, is it enabling or is it just nurturing? We don't know. This is a fine line. But I am 2 days into Cozy Grove. The kid and I sit next to each other. She likes watching as much as playing. And it's great. It's like brought this new level of like, you know, when you're tired or just depleted and you don't want to sleep necessarily. It's not that. And like reading is like, are you kidding me? And so that's, that's when I reach for the device.
Yeah. So they just did an episode of Get Played. I will send you the link.
Please do.
Where they did cozy games and cozy game music. Like a review of like the top music riffs from cozy games.
Yes. Because dude who did Stardew also composed all the music. I mean, honestly, it's
amazing.
He's, I think, in his mid-30s. He's got The Haunted Chocolatier coming out in the next year in development. People are, you know, frothing at the mouth about when is it. And it's like, how do you even design a game, first of all? I mean, it's just wild to me, the whole process. And then also, you know, to get someone like me into an experience, like, what about it made it right for me? You know, just the matching of a game and a person is so interesting.
Right. So your partner gives you an iPad.
Yeah.
And did they say you should download Stardew Valley or you just opened up the app store and looked for games, free games?
I am, like you, I think, very vulnerable to osmosis. And so it was being played a lot in my house.
Okay.
Like enough that I was like, oh my God, the noise the pig makes is so great. Like I'm just like getting, just like it's coming into my brain. And again, the kid asked, you know, you should try it. And I was like, yeah, you know, like it definitely, I was like, this is silly. Well, try it on your iPad. Okay. And then I downloaded it. And then I didn't do anything with it. I mean, it was a really like crumbs, just picking up crumbs. And then one day I did. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the days in Stardew Valley, fun fact too, are 17 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, I don't know why. Dude probably has a very scientific reason for why that was the case. And so like, it's that feeling of like, well, I just did a day and you look at the clock and you're like, it's 11:26. I could do another day. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I can get another day done before my appointment starts at 12. Sure. Yeah.
And so, yeah, there it's just so stinking charming. And I will say, as I got into it, you know, I would say my heart rate was at resting level for probably the first, I'm going to say 2 years I played it, 2 years in the game, do the math. The third year, though, my heart rate started to go up because then I get competitive and there are ways to compete in it, you know, but with yourself, Leah.
Right.
Or with the season. Okay. With the soil. Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. There's no one coming to get me. Well, there are, but, you know.
Yeah. No, I get that. I have. So Merge Mansion, I play on my Android phone and on my iPad. Mm-hmm. Now, my iPad is connected to a friend's family Apple thing. So I can't spend money on iPad games because it will go to his checking account. And that's embarrassing.
Why?
For him to get my $1.99 charges because I wanted an extra bloop, right? It's just a little bit of a... It's an upstairs neighbor. It's just a little bit like, I don't know if I want you to know this about me.
I think we should get into that, though. I don't want you to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my Merge Mansion on my iPad, I've played with no money in it. And then the one on my phone, I do put in like probably $100 a week on this game that is competing only with myself because I just want to keep tapping the little things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. The one on the iPad, I have not run out of levels. Mm. And the one on my phone that I have paid to play, I keep having to wait for them to like invent new rooms for me to go Merge Mansion in. Right. So the one I'm not putting money into at least is lasting longer.
Yes. I want to speak to this. I don't want you to know because, well, for me, I'm just going to speak to it. That I spend time on this and that I spend money on this. Right. And there is, for me, you know, in my work, I work in very high achieving, certainly financially successful and sort of optimized for that success environments. Mm-hmm. And this is, I'm going to say this with reverence for that because it's not me. When I say, have you ever played a video game? And in this case, like Animal Crossing, Cozy Grove, and Stardew, the common answer is, I don't have time for that. And I hear this a lot with like, I don't have time to read. Mm-hmm. And my pushback to that is we all have the same amount of time.
Right. Yeah. Guess what? I can read with my ears and play a game at the same time. It keeps me very engaged in both.
Yeah. And I think also, right, like how we think and what brings us relief and joy that doesn't hurt me or anyone else. Mm-hmm. It's all personal and yet, right? Like when I feel that little bit of like, ooh, you have, here's, I don't know if this is my mom or my dad talking in my head, but like, if you have time to do that, you certainly have time to, let's just say, work out.
Right. It's like when you work retail and they're like, if you can lean, you can clean.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Right. Retail. Have you worked retail?
Oh, yeah.
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 I think everyone should.
Yeah. I manage an ice cream parlor.
Oh, and food service. That's like, yeah.
I was a waitress at a burger joint in Colorado. I manage an ice cream parlor in Chicago. I was a barista. Now I do marketing operations at a financial services firm. And I'm like, it's all the same.
That's right.
It's all customer service. It's all getting to know people. Like, it's all the same skills.
Yeah.
And I would always rather hire someone who spent a summer doing food service than another internship. Always.
Same. I think it should be compulsory.
Yeah.
I mean, AmeriCorps and Peace Corps are great, but I'm like, yeah, all of us should have to work in retail or food service or both.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The front lines.
Okay. So, Stardew Valley on your iPad gets you into it.
Yeah.
And when does Switch enter your life? Or are there other cozy games on your iPad before the Switch?
No, it's Stardew on the iPad. And I'll say, had my partner and his kid not also been playing it, I would have never found Stardew Valley.
Sure. Yeah.
for all the reasons I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. We're optimizing, Emily, to what at that it's like to what, right?
But right.
Like, well, you don't have time for this. What will people think? Read a book, listen to a book. Better yet, listen to a nonfiction book so you're productive and learning and talking. Mm-hmm. So I had this osmosis experience. I'm on my iPad and then I'm like, you know, we're playing next to each other. Yeah. So kid is on the Switch. I'm on my iPad. We're like vibing, right? We're like, did you get the slime hutch? Yep, got the slime hutch. So we have the kid part-time. Mm-hmm. And so they would go away and then come back first day back at our place is like, what'd you do? Mm-hmm. What'd you accomplish, right? And we're like, so we're getting into this like community with it. And then we're looking up YouTube videos on how to do things.
Right.
So that lasts through a season or like fall and winter of last year, mm-hmm. like 5-6 months of right. connection.
Yeah.
You know, and also like the people I know you feel this way too. The people you love, you know, I can be like, let's go do this thing that I want to do. I mean, we're building fairy houses today, which is something I want to do.
Yeah.
But I also want to do it.
Yeah.
But I think it's a two-way street in a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not someone who's like, you like skiing? Me too. If I don't want to do it, I won't do it. But I think like I was very willing to just try.
Sure.
And yeah. So you asked about the Switch. The Switch was my birthday gift in mm-hmm. 2023. That was in July.
Okay.
So it was a few months, right? And Arnie, my partner, took the risk of like, look, we like games and you don't have to like games, right?
Right.
And so I got it and I was like, okay, you know, mm-hmm. same with the iPad. I was like, please.
Right.
And then, then Animal Crossing came along.
And what I think I know about Animal Crossing that's different, in Stardew Valley, you don't actually connect to other players in it, right?
Right.
But in Animal Crossing, you can go from your island to like your partner's island to your partner's kid's island, right?
Yeah.
There's literally like you can meet up with your friends in Animal Crossing.
Yeah. It's true.
And give people cranberries or something.
Yeah.
Melons, right? Like, oh, there's a good price on this produce. Everybody come to my island. And I remember that early pandemic. Yeah. People like tweeting each other. Here's my island code. Come over and get cantaloupes. I was like, I love all of it and I don't get it at all.
I remember like right when Arnie and I started dating, he was getting a gift for his daughter. And he was like, it's at Target in the Loop. Like I need, like it was a Christmas gift, like mm-hmm. last minute. He's like, can you go get it? Cause it's right there. And it's like tomorrow's Christmas or whatever. Yeah. It was a last minute kind of thing. And I was like, what the hell am I even getting? Like, I don't. He's like, it's an Animal Crossing like expansion pack. I'm like, four words I don't mm-hmm. understand,
yeah.
you know? And yeah, so they played a lot in the pandemic,
okay.
you know, and so experts, their island is off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like my island is cozy.
Yeah.
I mean, comfortable, right? But like there's no teacups. There's no, I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is one of the cool things is that interactivity. And I don't have any friends on Animal Crossing.
No.
So shout out, if you want to be friends with me on Animal Crossing, just hit me up. I shouldn't do that.
Why not?
Well, why not? But why not?
I mean, the people that listen to this that do Animal Crossing are like my twin sister. She's fabulous.
Great.
Terry from Third Coast Comics. He's
great.
I bet Monica Raida, I bet they're an Animal Crossing person. Like, they're Animal Crossing people who are good people that listen to this podcast.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'll take the risk. You know, it's time to expand.
So I'll say if you're listening to this and you want another Animal Crossing buddy, get in touch with me and I will make introductions to Emily as appropriate.
Thank you. Because
I'll police it.
I'm really kind of flying solo here. You know, the kid and I can visit each other's islands. Mm-hmm. But right now, like the Nintendo life lives at dad's house. And so when we're next to each other, we can like hop and join. But yeah, I mean, hit me up because I want some melons.
Yeah.
I don't have melons.
Yeah.
I got potatoes and tomatoes. And what's that mean?
Potatoes, tomatoes, banana,
something in
it's
greens? Greens,
tomatoes. Greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes. It's like a New Year's Eve like soul food rhyme.
Yeah. That's what I have. No melons.
Nice. I love it. And do you project on the TV with your Switch or do you just keep it handheld?
Oh, God, I'm so glad we're getting into it. Okay. So I love handheld. Mm-hmm. I really realize that my favorite gaming position is kind of like half lying down on the couch, sure. Right? Yeah. Which, of course, you can look at the TV. But, you know, unfortunately, like I have in my head from growing up, like, don't put a TV in the living room or the mm-hmm. bedroom. Well, we have a TV in both.
Yeah.
And the TV in the living room, it's too far from the couch. Right. I need to get in there. I need to see, like, what am I digging up and, like, mm-hmm. where are the perforations in the dirt? So, yeah, I play handheld and wherever I want. I love, this truly is my favorite thing. I'm so glad I'm talking about it. In the summer and spring, we have a front porch. We have a mm-hmm. couch on the front porch.
Great.
You better believe I'm out there. And my neighbors have come to know me. We've moved in about a year ago. They're really wonderful people. They know that I'm on the couch and mm-hmm. probably playing my Switch. And it's like a screened-in porch. There's windows mm-hmm. and stuff. And there was one day where a neighbor actually waved and said, "Hey, Emily." And I was like, oh, my God, people can see me. Like, I know you can.
Right.
But also, like, I'm gaming. Like, I'm mm-hmm. like not. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. wild. But I love to play on my front porch. In the winter, I love to play in my bed.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I break all the rules on the screen time at night. I just, yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I sleep great.
Good.
So I don't. Maybe yeah. Maybe I'm missing something.
Do you visit your islands when you're sleeping? Do you ever have cozy game dreams?
I don't have cozy dreams, but maybe I do and I don't remember them. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I do. You can dream, of course, as you know, then in Animal Crossing. Yeah.
Right. Oh, wait, what?
You can go
Their
to bed.
Characters can dream?
That's right.
Okay.
You can go to bed and then you can dream. And you can dream on your island or someone else's.
Like astral project?
Yeah. You can't interact with their island.
Okay.
But I'll tell you why I don't do this very often. Because, you know, I have work to do in Animal Crossing. I don't have time to dream.
Right.
That completist in me loves it. Mm-hmm. All the apples are picked. Ooh. No, but you can go visit. And I would say it's like a dream of like what your island could look like. Like you mm-hmm. go to the Grand Dame of Animal Crossing's island. Yeah. And you're like, wow, I guess I'll be playing for another decade.
Right.
You know? It's a lot of bells to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leah, I just have to tell you, I almost dressed up as a character from Animal Crossing for Halloween.
And what stopped you?
I mean, I was like, this is too far. There's something inside. I was like, here's my judgment, right? I'm mm-hmm. slowly chipping away at it, by the way.
Yeah.
So chipping away at like, is this cosplay? And like, mm-hmm. how's cosplay different than just dressing up as in a costume?
Right.
Is it different? Do you know?
I think that a costume can be a character from pop culture, but I believe cosplay always is a character from a
Got it.
Pop culture.
Okay.
I Great. Think that's the difference.
Okay. So
yeah.
Yeah. It just felt like maybe if we were doing it as a family, but like to just go solo as, mm-hmm. and I was like, but I had my Amazon cart full
mm-hmm.
and I was like, Drake. No. And so, you know, I'm not there yet.
Yep.
Yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I do. I do. There's a really famous story that rabbis tell all the time, right? Like, I don't know if you're familiar with the idea of laying tefillin in Judaism.
No, please tell me.
It's this way of praying where there's a leather box on a strap and there's one that you put on your forehead and you tie around your forehead. And there's one that goes on your hand and you wrap the strap around your arm in a very specific way and you say certain prayers.
Okay.
It's a very literal interpretation of a prayer that says, like, you should have this on your doorpost, you should have it on your forehead, on your hand.
Mm.
So like the mezuzah mm-hmm. on a Jewish door, that's a very literal interpretation that we put this prayer on our doorpost.
Mm.
So a lot of men who are observant will lay tefillin in the morning,
mm.
which is this very physical way of praying.
Yeah.
And rabbis will say, I asked so-and-so if they lay tefillin, and they said, not yet.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which leaves room mm-hmm. for the observance in the future, but it's just not something I do today.
Mm-hmm.
So not yet is something like you'll hear in Jewish circles all the time, which means like, I may become someone more observant, but not yet. Not today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who taught me that? The kid in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. We were on a walk and I said, you know, I haven't done that. And they go, yet. And I was like, God. They heard it at school and now I say it all the time.
Yeah. So I do have a commute and I live alone. So I believe I have more podcast time than you do.
We have the same amount of time.
Right. But I'm in a car a couple hours a day.
Fair. Okay.
June Diane Raphael and Jessica St. Clair have a podcast called The Deep Dive.
Okay.
So June Diane from Frank and Gracie.
Yeah.
Jessica St. Clair from Playing House. And June Diane was telling the story about her son in like kindergarten where they were learning yet. Like, I haven't done this yet.
Mm.
And it's like an end of school year presentation from the kindergarten. And kids are like, I can't ride a bicycle yet.
Mm.
I can't go off the diving board yet.
Mm.
And they get to her son, and her son, because they are a vegetarian house, says, I don't know what a hot dog tastes like yet. So I do think it's something they're teaching in school.
God, kids.
Right?
Darndest things.
Yeah.
To this day. Still. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what am I having for lunch today? Hot dog sounds good. That's what's coming up for me. Yeah.
Hot dogs are great. And if you don't feel like cooking them, go to Sonic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, don't stress. Get yourself a hot dog at Sonic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't dress up. I didn't dress up. And I didn't dress up at all, actually. I have a couple of wigs, so I like wore some wigs at various points. But I was like, there's going to be a year where I really go for it. Mm-hmm. And it might be, it might be video game related.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't mean anything other than that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I have in my head it means something. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really, there's a point of no return after that or something. It's such bullshit, I think. Mm-hmm. I hope I can swear.
You can swear, yes.
Okay, good.
This is a grown-up podcast.
Yeah,
it is. Even though my nephew listens to it.
Even though we're talking about Animal
Yes, even though we're talking about Animal Crossing. Okay, and then you said Cozy Garden?
Is that what it's called? Cozy Grove.
Cozy Grove. Now, is that a Switch or an iPad?
I'm doing it on the Switch.
Okay.
Don't know about the other. Yeah, it might be. I am 48 hours into it. I am playing it because, again, the kid was like, I want to watch you play it because we downloaded it in community. I mean, it happened. And then nothing happened. We didn't get to see. And they were like, is today the day? And I said, today's the day. So yesterday morning, we sat on the couch, projected on the screen and began. And we passed the remote back and forth, right? The Switch, we had it on the whatever. I don't know all the names. So we're passing it back and forth playing this game. I get home from a gala last night. Didn't I go right to the game?
Yeah.
I mean, I said hi to Arnie. I was like, you know, snuggle, miss you. Loved it. Debriefed. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what's new on Cozy Grove? And like, there were a lot of things I figured out. So then kid wakes up this morning. I said, yo, I got us a tent. And I paid off this guy and I got three more birds. And like, it's a little bit of a version, right, of like being like, how did you sleep? Like, I just cannot stand. This is another, I have some feelings about saying this, but it's like the questions, how are you? And like, how'd you sleep? And how's that food? And like small talk, which, you know, I get it. Not every, it's fine. But I also am just like, I want something richer, deeper. Like I just gotta, So we talk about, people are going to be like, so you talk about chickens and tents? Okay.
Digital chickens and tents.
C'est la vie.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So we bond and we're into it and we're having our donut. And it's like, it's just such a cool thing to have as a family.
Yeah.
And people have with their friends. And I know, again, I'm late to the game, but I'm like, I get it. I really get it.
There's a game called Triple Match.
What?
This is the game that, like, it's a pile of, it's 3D objects in a pile, and you're trying to find three of different objects.
Arnie plays that.
Yeah.
He loves it.
And my mom saw me playing it at, like, maybe Christmas. I was sitting next to her playing it on my iPad, and she was like, ooh, what's that? So she downloaded it, and she got really obsessed with it. I was in an airport lounge with a friend of mine, and I had it on my iPad on the table in between us because he was supposedly going to nap, but he was like, what are we doing here? What's the game? How do you do it? Then last night at my sister's house, my mom again was playing this game and my older nephew went and sat next to my mom and was like, or his nanny, his grandma, what's that game? What are you playing? So mom taught him how to play it and then passed the iPad to him. So it's this very funny way of, I think we think that parallel play ends at like when you're four, but this is a way of doing parallel play as adults. We can be together. And my dad will tease like, oh, we're just going to go to your sister's house and I'll look at our phones. And it's like, no, we're all going to play different games and we're going to chit chat. But it gives us something to, we're all introvert, almost all of us.
Yeah.
It gives us something to do with our hands. We're not smoking. It's not the 70s, right?
Right. Yeah. Thanks for bringing up parallel play, you know, because I'm new to having a kid in my life. I'm kid free. Mm-hmm. And so this is like play. So, of course, you know, my own 9-year-old is like coming up and it's all the psychological stuff that mm-hmm. I got in graduate school. I'm experiencing it in my private practice, experiencing it. And I remember when I was working in foster care, I did my internship in graduate school at Children's Home and Aid. Mm. And I had this one client, he's 13, and this kid didn't want to talk to me.
No.
Come on. You know? And like, at the end of the day, a lot of adults don't want to talk to anyone either. Mm-hmm. But I do want to be with you.
Yeah.
I do want to be with you. And he started talking the minute we went outside for a walk. So like, get right. Like, I think it's such bullshit that screens are, you know, look, I don't have any thoughts on screen time, except that I know how my heart feels when I'm sitting with my family and we're playing video games. Mm-hmm. It just feels real good.
Yeah.
And that's all the data I need, you mm-hmm. know? Yeah, it's wild because it's brand new to me, this whole experience. I mean, my folks and I would sit down and watch TV together, but we didn't really, we didn't do this part.
Right.
Yeah, and God forbid you need a little bit of padding in a social interaction.
Right.
Okay? And if that's what's sort of like the lubricant that helps this be a little bit easier, like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Stop judging it. I'm saying all of this so I can hear myself say it too.
But it's, you know, if you're looking for like different small talk ways to get things going with adults, just saying like, hey, dude, what games are on your phone?
Yeah.
Even if they just do Wordle and New York Times crossword or Connections, right?
Connections.
That's a wild one.
It really is.
Yeah. I started playing that in the last few weeks. I finally figured out what people were talking about on Twitter.
Yeah. I just started this week. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes they're so clear. And sometimes I'm like, where, what? every word has a vowel in it?
Yeah, right.
I can't figure it out.
They're all English? I don't know.
Yeah. 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 But I think that's an opening to a conversation with people, right? Like what games are on your phone?
What's your favorite,
you know? Mm. My iPad now sometimes says like, you usually open Merge Mansion first thing in the morning.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, yeah, well, because I have to get my piggy bank and my extra energy. I don't want to forget to get it. I don't want to like get to bed after midnight and then have missed a day of piggy banks. Mm-hmm. Of course I do. Mm-hmm. Gotta collect my leaves, build my bottles. Mm-hmm. To get my pirate ship.
Yeah.
To get my extra screws. Of course. Yeah. Of course I open Merge Mansion in the morning.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this with Merge Mansion. Does anyone else in your life play it? Or is it kind of it's your lane?
I don't think anyone else in my life plays it.
Yet. Obviously. Yeah.
It's a funny one because Pedro Pascal does their ads.
Say what?
Yeah.
What?
He does ads for them.
I have to Google this immediately. Get him
before he was, and people on their in, like people went as Merge Mansion characters for Halloween. So people are, it is a popular game. It's real.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I know anyone playing it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not a Switch game. It's like I play on my Android. Well, I play on Android and an iPad.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know.
See, I don't have an experience like that yet, Leah. I'm curious if I will, of two things. One, discovering a cozy game on my own and then playing it and then loving it. Like that might be, you know, the real test of what? I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, I think that, you know, okay, so what? But that's why this podcast exists, right? Yeah. It's like, well, what are you into? Let me go be into that.
Yeah, it's, you know, it, absolutely.
And I wonder, I think it definitely helps that people that I love the most love these games. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm curious, like an independently found cozy game. What would that be like? We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll keep you posted.
So let's see. So I just looked it up.
Yeah.
Get Played. Now that's what I call Video Game Music Cozy Edition.
Okay.
Was in early October.
What did they say about the music? Do you remember?
They go back and forth playing clips from different shows that are different cozy games of like the coziest music. But their show notes are too brief. It doesn't list them out in the show notes.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to listen. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, is my next cozy game in this episode, right?
Oh, it could be, yeah.
I'm sort of, you know, thinking like this could be it. This could solve all my problems.
It's really a fabulous episode.
Okay. I'm excited to listen. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm really in it to win it now. Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, cozy game music. And I'm like, when? How?
Yeah.
When do I get it?
Yeah. Well, and they do music episodes all the time.
Yeah.
Where they'll do like the best big bad, like the best like climax music from video games.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's really, I just love the vibe.
Yeah. You mentioned their hang vibe.
It's
you
a
like.
Great hang vibe.
Yeah.
Heather Ann Campbell also is a breast cancer survivor. Mm. And she actually just had it came back.
Mm.
But sometimes she'll also talk about tamoxifen or she'll just like talk about the daily life of a breast cancer survivor, just like briefly in the course of normal conversation. And I really appreciate how she normalizes it.
Yeah.
And what is a very, gaming can be such a gendered space.
Totally. The gender thing is interesting too. You know, yeah, what does it mean to be, first of all, I don't know if any of the games that I like were made by women or people who identify as female.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a whole interesting thing, right? To see.
Yeah.
And like what percentage? You know, I know that you are Jewish and I just interviewed Rabbi Rena Singer this week for my podcast.
Nice.
And she informed me, fun fact, that there's more women than men who are rabbis.
Yeah.
So here we are. Like what are the...
And we're only like 40 or 50 years into ordaining women.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when does the scale tip for, you know, equity in the video game world, which is a whole other conversation. We're getting off favorites, but I'm into it. Like, if you told me today, Emily, there's a cozy game and it was made by someone who identifies as female, I would be like, oh, how much is it? $150.
Yeah. Great.
Okay, great. I'll download it on every device I've got and tell all my friends about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll play it first, but on my porch, but first, yeah.
Have you read or listened to the novel Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow?
I would put myself at about like 62% through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I listened to it in the last couple months. Speaking of like women making video games. Yeah.
I think it actually came to me as a result of me, you know, sort of like lightly talking about this in my life. Yeah. I'm reading it on my iPad and I don't love reading on my iPad. So that's kind of made it harder. But yeah, I've heard of it and I'm into it.
Good. Yeah. I listened to it. It was fascinating. And like, again, as like a non-gamer, for me, it was the missing Gen X coming of age with a male-female platonic relationship as the central relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a non-romantic relationship at this the middle of a coming-of-age story for Gen X.
So true.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, that hadn't even occurred to me as, I mean, it did and it didn't. Because of course, here's what I'm not done with it.
Yeah.
So where I'm at, and it is like, probably my preconceived notions are like, well, sure, certainly they hook up at some point, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, don't tell me.
I won't.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll see what's next for me in these cozy games. Clearly, I'm going to listen to this podcast.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
There's a whole subreddit called Cozy Gamers.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just downloaded Reddit 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I don't know, Leah. It's just a whole new world.
It's, yeah. Were you a big Twitter user when Twitter was good? No.
No. I've never been a Twitter user.
Yeah. Which is good because you don't have to mourn its passing.
Yeah. You know, I think what I'm actually sort of embracing, and this is going to be deep for a second, like, is me.
Mm-hmm.
And so along with that is like following, you know, following love, following things I love, mm-hmm. following just not really thinking so much about it. And so, you know, now I'm finding that there's just like I'm such an active reader of Substack,
mm-hmm.
you know, and certainly was a blog. What was it? Blogspot. Thank you. I was like, it's not blog post, Blogspot. So when I find my things, I mean, this is your whole podcast, mm-hmm. which is why I love it. I'm in,
yeah.
you know? And so the subreddits, the Reddit, like, I'm like, I want to know more. And
yeah.
if you want to know more, there's just an infinite number of paths to go down. So I think Reddit, I was holding out on like down because I had never needed it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, I'm in, you know,
yeah.
not for everything, but for some things.
Yeah.
It's great. You know?
Yeah. It can be really, I have a Reddit account. I've never been a Redditor in the way that like I was a Twitter user.
Okay.
And I didn't use Dig. I wasn't a big Dig user. I wasn't a big Redditor.
Mm.
You know, I don't.
Oh, Dig. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, trying to figure out where to go for serendipitous learning and communities in a post-Twitter world is a challenge.
Yeah.
And some of it I'm finding on podcast discords.
Yeah.
You know, like the communities around. I'm really active in the Doughboys community. I'm really active in the How Did This Get Made community.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can break out into like all sorts of different, you know, Doughboys is what gets you in the door.
Yeah.
But now that we're here, let's talk about travel or books or whatever.
Yeah. I feel like the advice that no one asked for, mm-hmm. your listeners are already giving and taking is like, yeah, just sniff it out and follow your, keep following it, you know, keep dig a little bit more. And I personally, I'll just speak as someone who has a favorite thing that I'm like resisted for a while. I had judgment around, you know, just like the enculturation that I have. And it's like I can say this confidently that like letting go of some of that and just like enjoying it has made my life so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it doesn't have to be, I'm saying this out loud for myself. It doesn't have to be like the thing that like your doctor tells you to do or even your therapist tells you to do or like, you know, no one has to tell you to do it. I think that's what it makes it so cool. You know, you're just like compelled.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I do know why, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think one of the great, I don't know when the tide started turning for other people. You know, I'm 46. There mm-hmm. was definitely a Gen X like detachment. Like you had mm-hmm. to be cool. Really liking some, mm-hmm. like, why would you you know, being a fan was kind of like gross and like a lot of judgment around really like loving something, right?
Yeah.
And that, there's a little bit of that Gen X in there, I think. And what turned the tide for me was Hamilton.
Hmm.
When the original Broadway cast recording came out, I was just like, what the fuck is this? I mean, my sister found it first. She's a history major.
Yeah.
She brought it to me and I just like dove in and I have seen it 7 times so far.
Wow. Love
it. I saw the original Broadway cast. I've seen it on the West End.
So cool.
I saw it when the Cubs were in the World Series. I went to Hamilton instead of like watching baseball.
Yeah.
And that opened for me like the understanding that just like loving something is really great.
It's so great.
And it's fun to be in a community of fans with people and it's fun to have little inside jokes and it's fun to have a t-shirt that somebody recognizes and like gives you a head nod for. Like it's just, it feels good to love something and be a part of a community through that.
It really does.
Yeah. So Hamilton kind of like broke that part of my cold Gen X heart open.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like in relationship, I was just doing something on this week where like there was a part of me when I was dating the guy that I live with now and who I'm in love with is like, I really got sick, physically sick, telling myself to be the cool girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be cool, man.
Right.
Doesn't affect me. No problem.
Right.
You know what? It would make the world a really miserable place is if we weren't affected by each other.
Mm-hmm.
come on. Like, I think when we're affected by each other, it's the most beautiful thing.
Right.
So, like, I had someone ask me for advice this week about, like, when my husband's in a bad mood, you know, it affects me. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
Because we're affected and connected, you right. know? And I think that's just, yeah, like you said, being in love or being, like, just called to something and, like, oh, it's such a juicy feeling. And then to have it, like, you know, T-boned by all this judgment and mm-hmm. it's just, it takes all the buzz away.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful feeling.
Yeah. Mm.
Your podcast matters, see? You know
Thank
this.
Thank you. Thank
obviously.
You.
Yeah.
What haven't I asked you about Cozy Games that you'd be real bummed that you didn't get to share?
Well, I do want to really put in a plug for merch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a, so the thing I want to say is, like, it, off screen, like, I have little call outs in my life that remind me I'm a fan of things, right? Like, so, like, my Switch has a little case and it's Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
We have some Stardew ornaments. We have a garden flag that's also Animal Crossing that brings me a lot of joy. And, like, have, I'm going to say, like, have fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. have fun and just, like, a lot. I don't have a lot of, like, attire yet, but I feel like what would be more cool than going on stage for a keynote, you know, the Automotive News Leading Women Conference, which I'll be at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, like, you've got your blazer on for sure. But then underneath, you've got something like, how many bells is that? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, just be a little, just be it and enjoy it. Mix up styles. Like, I feel like Cozy Gaming, for me, the thing I want to say about it is, like, it's not stressful.
Right.
There's no panic. Like I said, my heart rate stays about the same, I'm pretty sure. If anything, like, the endorphins and the dopamine it releases, like, just make me, they just make me happier. And so I'm not saying everyone has to play video games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if you haven't and you're anything like me and you identify with anything I've said, like, try a Cozy Game.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid of it. Like, don't be like, oh my God, I'm going to lose years of my life. You're going to get a lot out of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm the best I've ever been in my life today, Leah. I really do.
Really?
And Cozy Games. No, I'm not saying it's because it's definitely not just because of that, but it certainly hasn't detracted from it.
Right.
So I feel really good about it.
That's outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put a plug in for making your own T-shirts. Make your own apparel.
Great.
I have a shirt Great. Coming from Zazzle tomorrow.
Great.
For How Did This Get Made? I have two t-shirt quilts that are now at this point largely custom podcast shirts I have made for myself
God.
Wear to live shows.
Yes.
And the one I had made for this week's show are all the theaters where I've seen How Did This Get Made. So
Aww.
It's like Athenaeum and Largo and Chicago Theater and the Miller Theater and BAM and the Riviera.
Wow.
You can just make your own merch. So if you want
yes.
it to be like
yes.
classy Animal Crossing so it looks good with a blazer,
yes.
just go on Zazzle and make it yourself.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick the cut, pick the font, you know, and you can just make it, you can make it so it actually shows between the blazer.
Yeah. Oh,
or
yeah.
like, right, you know,
right.
all
right.
the stuff you need to do.
Yeah.
Don't wait for someone to make your merch.
This is great.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. The statement tee. Right? This is what starts conversations. You
mm-hmm.
might meet your next best friend. You're going to meet so many great people. Is it
yeah.
tonight that you're going to the show?
It's Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Great. I look forward to seeing the pics on Instagram.
It'll be, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
The community now is doing friendship bracelets a la
yes.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So now they're like, how did this get made? Friendship bracelets people are trading. It is a blast. It's an absolute blast.
Yeah. In the 12-step community, which I'm on the periphery of now in my life. But, you know, they're like, we want you to be in the center of the herd, you know, like traveling mm-hmm. with us. Right.
Yeah.
And that's where the best stuff happens.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, if you're like on the fringe of your favorite, just go
with the middle.
Step forward.
Yeah. Get in the mosh pit of your favorite.
The mosh pit. See what it's like.
And if it's a cozy game, no one's going to kick you in the face.
No one. They're going to offer you literally a folded shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like, this is a cute folded shirt, but it's not. It's a wrestling uniform
mm-hmm.
when you unwrap it.
Yep.
And, you know, then you get to go to Mariano's in a wrestling uniform.
Yeah.
No. Maybe. I feel cozy.
Good. Do you want to be found on the internet?
Yeah, I do. You can find me on IG at mdrake, E-M-Drake. I feel like That's all you really need to know for this podcast. You can find me other places. At Who's Missing Podcast is my podcast. Thank you.
Yep.
The rest of it you'll find from there. But yeah, hit me up on IG. It'd be great.
Outstanding. You can find Finding Favorites on Twitter and Instagram at Finding Faves Pod. Send me an email, findingfavoritespodcast@gmail.com. Pitch yourself as a guest. I'm always looking for new people. Please rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Good Pods, which are the only two places you can actually rate and review a podcast. If it matters to the big guys, it matters to me that you do it. So thank you, everyone, and keep enjoying your favorite things.
Thank you for listening to Finding Favorites with Leah Jones. Please make sure to subscribe and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Now, go out and enjoy your favorite things.